Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, hey, good morning, friends. My name is Ryan Paulson. I'm the lead pastor here at Emmanuel Faith Community Church, and I'm so grateful you've joined us for today's audio Daily Phil devotional. This one's entitled Religion, Ritual, and Relationship. Every religion has rituals that help people express devotion or remember a key event or truth. Rituals and religion, they just simply go together. And yet, even though I'm a follower of Jesus, I don't love rituals. I'm far more concerned with relationship than I am with ritual. But I have to be honest. Paul's writing in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 15 through 22, is making me question whether I have given ritual too diminished a role in my own formation. Maybe there's more to ritual than immediately meets the eye. Maybe ritual is a pathway to relationship. In seeking to keep the Corinthian church on track and walking with Jesus, listen to what Paul wrote. This is verse 16 of chapter 10. The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not participation in the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not participation in the body of Christ? Now, Paul is clearly writing about what we call communion or the Lord's Supper. It's a ritual or ordinance, and it's usually described as a way to, quote, proclaim the Lord's death until he comes again, closed quote. That's 1 Corinthians 11:26. However, here he suggests that communion is more than remembrance or proclamation, it's participation also. The Greek word translated as participation is koinonia, which literally means shared in common or fellowship. So Paul is saying that when we celebrate communion, we fellowship with Jesus. We share in his life in a unique, real, and special way. However, there is a second point that he makes in this section as well. Listen to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. He says, "No, I imply that what pagan sacrifice they offer to demons and not to God, I do not want you to be participants with demons." So not only is it possible to have fellowship with Jesus through ritual, it's also possible to have fellowship with demons through ritual. Take that in for a second. Pagan rituals would have been very well known by the Corinthians as they were surrounded by them. But Paul doesn't want them to make the mistake of thinking what goes on in a pagan temple is no big deal. He wants them to realize that the same thing that happens at the communion table can also happen in a pagan temple, only with a demon instead of God. This is a caution for the Corinthian church about missing out on the possible union with Jesus that comes through communion, but it's also a caution about the way that demons want to fellowship with them for the purpose of destruction. And when we downplay the power of ritual, we may miss the invitation from Jesus for union, and we may miss the danger of opening our lives up to communing with what Paul calls demons. So in all of this, Paul wants to open our eyes to the spiritual power of ritual. Both God and demons meet people as they worship. Are there any ways that you've participated in demonic rituals that may have opened your life up to fellowship with evil? If so, I want to encourage you to confess and repent and even reach out for prayer. The strongholds that have been created can be broken, but they must intentionally be brought down. And then secondly, next time you celebrate communion, know that it truly is an invitation to fellowship, not an empty rote ritual. Let me pray for you. So, Father, as we go about our day, our desire would be to have koinonia with you, fellowship with you, participation in your life, that you would abide in us and that we would abide in you. And so, Father, as we do that today, may we walk in your joy and may we proclaim your glory. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Well, friends, thank you so much for listening, and I pray that you have a great rest of your day. God bless.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.